Money is raining everywhere. J.D. Drew goes to Boston. Maddux goes to San Diego. Schmidt goes to L.A. And it looks like the Giants are in trouble. What's going on?
Well, you know, Nick, really the first indication that there was money in baseball and people weren't necessarily fighting over it is that how smoothly and how quietly there was a new agreement between the players' union and the owners. And now we're seeing why there's a different collective bargaining agreement in place that kind of changes how much a team like the Yankees and that have $100 million plus payrolls have to spend. They used to have a large tax on their payroll if it went over such and such a point. In the past, it was around 127, got up to 137. Now it's even higher, and it's gone down from a tax down into about 30% tax by and large. So the money is out there. I think the teams are saying, and then there's always a different scenario. There are some teams that need to turn it around. The Cubs need to turn it around. They've spent money on payroll and have not had any success in the last couple of years. There are other teams that are saying, that, like the Seattle Mariners, who have had money for the last 5 or 8 years and are saying, we need to spend more. We need to turn this thing around. People are, I was just listening to the radio here in Baltimore this morning. Jay Gibbons, player with the Orioles, last year signed a contract, maybe thinking why he signed, because now he's thinking, he said, the money out there that we're seeing right now seems to be extreme. He said, we love it. We're players. We love that money going into our pockets. But even for a player to understand the levels of the pay that's going out, those contracts that are going out, I think there are players that have signed maybe in the last year or two are kind of banging their heads against the wall and saying, why didn't I think of that?
And what makes J.D. Drew in Boston so valuable? That, I mean, that's $70 million. Is he really worth it?
Well, the big thing with J.D. Drew is if he's going to be on the field every day. In the past, in this past year, he really walked away from a contract, I think, with the Dodgers that was guaranteeing him $12 million for the next year or two. I don't remember the length of it, but he obviously, his agent, Scott Boras, felt like this was a market that was going to reward him with a little bit more. I don't know why J.D. Drew would have walked away from the Dodgers. They had a successful season this year that they could build on, but he decided maybe he didn't like playing in L.A. It certainly is going to be a different tempo playing in Boston for him, so he's going to have to make some big changes. You know, he originally did not sign with the Philadelphia Phillies, and there were some problems with him there, and those are tough fans. Now, going to Boston, those are tough fans, and if he stays on the field, he will be a good player. I mean, he is a guy that can help you win. He's not a key player for you, necessarily. He's not necessarily going to be a big bat in the lineup, but he's going to be a very solid player. The only question with him in his career has been, how healthy can he stay?